Imagine having the truth in your hands, and then giving it up for something worthless. Sounds crazy, right? You've probably seen it before. Someone knows what's right, but instead of doing it, they make fun of the person who does. Why? Because it's easier to pull someone down than to lift yourself. Join us in today's Tafsir as we discuss this pattern that repeats throughout history and find out what you can do about it. Session 622, Chapter 4, Verse 44, A Continuation. Did you not see those who were given a portion of the book, purchasing misguidance and wanting you to be misguided from the way? Chapter 4, Verse 44. God tells us this clearly. The people who were given a share of the scriptures were expected to be the first to welcome Muhammad and embrace Islam. But they did not. That is their first mistake. Had they stopped there, it would have been bad enough. But they went further and tried to lead others astray. Going off track alone is one thing, as you are free to do as you wish, but leading others down the wrong path is much more serious. Keep in mind that most people who are lost or sinful know the right path well. Consider the teen who gets pregnant out of wedlock. She tries to hide her pregnancy for as long as she can because she knows it is wrong. When the child is born, she does not leave him at the door of the bar or the nightclub she frequents, but at the mosque or church. Why? Because deep down, she wants to give her child the best chance of a decent life, trusting that good-hearted people attend such places. Even in misguidance, there's a natural pull toward God's path. Most people who struggle with sin do so not out of ignorance, but out of a lack of self-discipline. When they see someone with strong faith, they may feel a sense of inferiority and wonder, "Why did she commit to the truth while I could not?" Sadly, instead of changing themselves for the better, they often try to pull that person down to their level. Thus, a person committed to what is right must remain cautious, as the human devils will attempt to lead them astray. People who are unhappy with their own choices feel even worse when they see someone else staying on track. So they think, "Let us all go astray together so that no one stands out." One honest person can expose the lies of many, as dishonesty feels uneasy in the presence of truth, just as betrayal feels unsettled in the presence of integrity. Some will go to great lengths to bring others down. This is what is meant by purchasing misguidance and wanting you to be misguided from the way. If you are on the right path, remain patient and vigilant. Listen to God's words. The wicked used to laugh at the believers, wink at one another as they passed by them, and joke about them when they got back to their folks. Chapter 83, Verses 29 to 31. When upright people are firm in their obedience, the corrupt people around them often feel a mix of anger, envy, and frustration. They see someone practicing discipline and honesty, qualities they cannot bring themselves to follow, and it wounds their pride. For instance, a lazy student who sees her friend studying and preparing for exams starts wondering, "Why is my friend disciplined to succeed, and I cannot bring myself to sit down and focus?" No one likes to feel inferior to others. Sadly, for many people, the solution is not to sit down and study, but to distract and mock the good student. This is exactly what happens when someone is upright in a corrupt society. The mockers boast to their family and peers, delighting in the fact that they are bullying a believer. God continues, "When they saw them, they said, 'They have indeed gone astray,' though they were not sent to be their keepers." Chapter 83, Verses 32 to 33. Such people accuse the religious of being lost and old-fashioned simply because they cannot measure up to their example. They want everyone to be morally compromised. But Allah reassures the believers not to despair or feel defeated, for ultimate justice belongs to Him. On the Day of Judgment, the situation will be beautifully reversed. God asks, "So today, the believers are laughing at the disbelievers as they sit on couches, gazing in wonder. Have the disbelievers been repaid for what they used to do?" Chapter 83, verses 34 to 36. The answer will come loud and clear. Yes, our Lord, they have. What was ridiculed in this life, the discipline, honesty, and steadfastness of the righteous, will be honored, while the arrogance of the mockers will be exposed. This brings us back to the verse. God says, "Did you not see those who were given a portion of the book purchasing misguidance?" During the time of our beloved Muhammad, the Jews of Medina had a portion of the scripture because they had forgotten part of the heavenly revelations. What did they do with the knowledge they had? They were busy purchasing misguidance. When you hear the word purchase, you know something was exchanged for a price. So we ask, what did they buy misguidance with? What price did they pay? God answers, "Those are the ones who have purchased error in exchange for guidance, so their transaction has brought no profit, nor were they guided." Chapter 2, verse 16. They purchased error in exchange for guidance, and since they paid guidance as the price for error, this means they had guidance with them at the time. They made the conscious decision that guidance is of little value because it did not bring them much worldly benefit, so they dispensed with it in exchange for misguidance. Here you may ask, what guidance did they have at the time? It is the innate and inquisitive nature of every human to believe in a higher power, and the portion of the Torah that gave the glad tidings of Muhammad, the final messenger. Here is a critical point to remember. A person does not need a heavenly messenger to guide him or her to God. Instead, we need a messenger to convey Allah's will. Let me explain. Belief in God, a higher power that created, is an innate disposition, an instinct within every human across cultures, geography, and millennia. When you look around, you find everything in the universe serving you with predictable order that never fails. The sun rises every day, giving you light, warmth, and health. The air you breathe, the water you drink, and the food you eat are from the earth, which is always ready to give more. Do you have power over any of this? Did you or your ancestors design or make it? Has anyone ever claimed that? You were born, like all humans, to find these magnificent systems at your service, and like every human, you have wondered about the source, the Creator. Who designed, made, and established these blessings for me? Everything around you points to God. Suppose a person gets lost in the desert. He cannot see a living thing for miles around. Then, out of desperation, he lies down to rest and takes a 10-minute nap. When he wakes up, he finds a table filled with all kinds of food, drink, and sweets right in front of him. Before touching the food, wouldn't he ask himself, "Who did this?" Wouldn't he, before taking a single bite, look around to find out and thank whoever set this table up? It is within our human nature. Thus, those who purchased error with guidance had all the guidance they needed. They knew that God is the Creator. Everything around them was, is, pointing to Allah. Imam Ali, may God be pleased with him, was asked, "Did you know your Lord through Muhammad? Or did you know Muhammad through your Lord?" He said, "Had I known Muhammad through my Lord, I would not have needed a messenger." Thus, it is not fitting for anyone to say, "Muhammad told me about the existence of God." Ali continued, "I knew my Lord through my Lord, and Muhammad came and informed me what my Lord expects of me." If today's tafsir opened your eyes or gave you a new way to see things, Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the people you care about and help them level up too. And if you're serious about growing, staying sharp, and hearing more truth like this, hit subscribe and stay connected.
ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com."